Tichus Meyuchad, that you have to be Kaddish Shem Shemayim Barabim. Nimtza Eifo, she ishtadis, he shlichus Meyuchedis, shehutla l'adam. It's a unique shlichus. It's a unique shlichus that is placed on a person. Shlichus hamechayeves oito, litametz linoig b'mokim avadoto, k'roi, ulekaddish Shem Shemayim Barabim. What's the shlichus? The shlichus is when you go to work to be a kiddush Hashem. Not just to when you go to work, when you're in the post office, when you're in the waiting room at the dentist, wherever you are doing ishtadlus, you're to be a kiddush Hashem Shemayim. He shaddus him atarabif ne'atzmo. And the ishtadlus is a goal on its own. As we said, the ishtadlus has nothing to do with panasa or refuah for that matter. It's a shlichus miyuchad. It's got its own unique goal. It has no direct connection to getting panosim. It comes out therefore that if there's no specific goal for the ishtadlis, for example, a person's a tzadik gomor, he's mekadesh shem shemayim, and he spreads out imun in Hashem by sitting and learning in his Dalet Amos. He doesn't have to go out and make his shtadlus because he's being mekadesh Hashem Shemayim by sitting and learning. So Hashem will find him a panosa from somewhere else. The goal of the hishtadlus he's achieving through his avoid aruchni, and therefore he doesn't have to go and do other hishtadlus. A simple example I bring always is Reb Chaim Kanievsky. I don't know if he does other ishtadlus for panosa or not, but one thing's for sure, he never did anything other than sit and learn. He never gave public shiurim, he was never interviewed live, he doesn't sing very well. What did Reb Chaim ever do except sit and learn? Yeah?
Gives brachas.
I'm talking about before. He sat and learned. What happens? The entire world comes to Reb Chaim. Nobody moves without anything without Reb Chaim. Unless it doesn't suit them. Well, the whole world is lining up outside Reb Chaim Kanievsky's door for what? For brochas, for eitzes, guys won't start a business without him, medical shalas, the whole world's coming to him. That's not a kiddush Hashem Shemayim. What did he do? He had a diamond polishing works, he had a business, he had a farm. No, he said, alert. They're unique individuals. The Chovetz Chaim Kanievsky brings this down. There are people, unique individuals, that can be mekadesh Hashem Shemayim like that. Well, the rest of us have to do it some other way. Yadua Sipul Shir Rabzusha Shiragila Kabbalis or Choto Miyodov Shir Adam Musyam Beire. It's a famous story if it happened or not, Loyoda. Well, he used to get his meal, a certain person, Musyam, used to bring him his meal every day. But call Boke, but Terem Hukshe Alarucha, Nosir Rabzusha Tfila Lashem. Every morning, afternoon, whenever the meal used to come, he used to turn to Hashem and say, Rabbi Shalaylam Zusha Raev. I'm hungry. The Gabbai, whoever, the Shamus would come in and bring him his meal. Bocha echad, shama metiboy, es tfilosil shel Reb Zusha, vitram beliboy. This simple yid heard Reb Zusha saying to Hashem, I'm hungry, thank you very much for the food. Why is he going to Hashem? I bring him in the food. Why is it kashul Hashem? Im kein anam fotalai, she should say to me, Yankel, I'm hungry. Thank you, Yankel, for bringing me the food. Mazik Hashul Hashem, of course. Hichlit on alam, lo levi Reb Zusha es ha'ochel, bo es yom, ul arayt ma yekal. I'll show him. He'll say, Hashem, Zusha's hungry, and I won't come in and give him the meal. Let him see what happens to his Zusha's hungry story. Good idea, no? למחרת הישקימו בו והנה שומע שרב זושה אימא באי סושה כבכל בוקר לחב לימודו רבייני של הילם זושה רעב. I'm hungry and he's not giving the food. What happened? לפתע הלך כמה רגועים הדלת נפתח ומגש עמוס הוכנה אל דה צדיק. Door opens and a big plate with packed with food gets put in front of the צדיק. Where did this food come from for Reb Zusha? The guy came in here and said, this is for Reb Zusha. He's a guy from out of town. He was walking out of shul, whatever, he bumped Reb Zusha, whatever, Reb Zusha fell into the mud, and he realized who he'd done this to, whatever, and he thought it was some poshut car, whatever, but anyway, he heard that this was the God of the door, whatever, and he decided he has to mufais him. So he decided he's gonna send him lunch, he can send him a nice beautiful meal to say sorry for pushing him into the mud. As boy says, Haivi na'ish, who rak shliach lesapek his mezoin shel Reb Zusha. This guy understood, I'm just a shliach here. Kushu nimna belebatze shlichusoi, shlecha rolish baruch hu lebzeh shum hozim delech acheres. You don't want to give Reb Zusha food. Hashem says, fine, I'll send him food from someone else. I don't need you. I said, I'm echlit l'shuv l'ayir l'fnei atzadik es aruchotoy midayom kafi shenoy. Guys, he decided he's going back to being the shliach to give him the arucha. Okay, so it's a nice cute story, whatever, and it's lovely, and what's it going to do with me? Because that doesn't work for me. I mean, it does, we don't appreciate that it is happening all the time. Well, very nice. As Mishim Afasim es Hashem Boilam Bedrochim Achayres, Lo Mutal Alav Lishtadel Be'ena Panosa. He's someone that's already been attacking the Bezer Sapeka Toichalechem, the Chet of Adam Rishon. So he doesn't need it anymore. Anashim Kedusha Elyon Kereb Zusha Hayu Mesharim Ba'atzman Mitzvayitzim Kedush B'kol Mokom. Wherever they went, they were Mekan Hashem Shemayim V'amlam Kol Kach Amru Chazal Kol HaMakabal Aloi Taira Mavirim Me'en Meinu Al Malchus V'al Derech Eretz. Where was Makabal on himself? Al Taira Mavirim Me'en Al Malchus V'al Derech Eretz. If you Makabal Al Taira, then they take away the oil of Malchus, of having to work for the government, get the army, all that stuff, and all derech eretz, taxes, and all derech eretz of having to make a panos. So anybody who doesn't feel that all malchus and all derech eretz has been lifted from his shoulders, back to the ground stone. Okay. So now back to us. Advarim alu einim amurim klapei panosa bedafka. Hey, metamim lekol inyan shebo mutl ale yudi lishtadol. In any area where a person has a chiyuv to mishtadol, and not every area do you have a chiyuv to mishtadol, but when you do have a chiyuv to mishtadol, this is the goal of the ishtadlus. The goal of the ishtadlus is not to get panos, is not to get refuah. Hashem doesn't need your help. The goal of the ishtadlus is to be mekadosh Hashem Shemayim. Ulechenim yudihu soichem memulach. Bein yonim ruchnim yodai keitzad lapik mishtadlus kol kovet shemayim. Kederech zu. We say this in Musaf a lot. Because of our sins, we were sent out of our land. We were sent into Golos. As long as the Beis Hamikdash was Mekayem, there was a pilsum of Kovod Shemayim in the whole world. Beis Hamikdash was like a big lighthouse that shot a lot of Kiddush Hashem into the world. Sheshimesh ketal tal piot l'kolum esoylem shosu bo shchine b'schus avoida kohanim v'yeiret shefim reim l'kol ha'anoshit. The Beis Hamikdash was where all the benefit of all the siyata nishmah and all the shchine radiated out to the world came from the avoida, the Beis Hamikdash. The entire human race benefited from it and knew they benefited from it. Ulam Meshicharu Beis Hamikdash, but Piska Shos Hashchina, the result talking. Okay, after the Beis Hamikdash got destroyed, and then Ashor Shchina ended, Chayvanu Letzeit LeGolus. So now we chayv to go into Golus, veLidnoid MiEretz LeEretz MiDina MiDina, to go like vagabonds, like Bedouin, going from city to city, town to town, country to country. Kedei LeFarsim Es Kovod Malchusya Es Barach BaOlam, in order to bring Kovod Shemayim to the world. Ve'etzem nidnudnoi anu mesharim es hashchina b'kol mokom l'admus. Where a yid goes, wherever he goes, and he does what he's supposed to do, l'fi shulchan aruch, there's ashos hashchina in every place, in that place. B'kol yom noisim l'adam tafkid mugda, ma'alenu malo l'poel b'olam shol ha'kodesh b'chu. Every day a person gets a fax, and on that fax is his job description for the day. Because you have nice in the gamma kailin, vesav shuriyot lekaimis, atachnit elokis, hamiyoides lo. Every day he gets the kailin and the possibilities to fulfill the job that Hashem has given him for that day. Zuhu hatzivitoria hapratit shela adam obohu tzarich legalot to fasten kovet shemayim. This is your unique job. This is your unique mission that you need to do today. Kan hu netzig shel Hashem yisparach. I am Hashem's diplomat in the world. Ve'im hu mishtadel v'chofetz b'kach. Be'yodav adobo. Klal shel dobo. What's the principle here? HaKadosh Baruch Hu mazmin liyadeinu shtadliyos mesugim shoinim. Hashem puts into our world different types of ishtadlises. We have to find the nekuda of kovod shemayim that's lurking in this ishtadlis. Because that's the real purpose of that ishtadlis. It's my favorite story, this. Habaranit Soratsky, Avashalom. You heard the story? No? People, some of you must have heard the story. We've mentioned it many times here. Rebbetzin Zerotskin, Aisha the Gula v'Chachmanit. She was the late Tolza Rosh Hashiva's Rav Zalman Zerotskin's Rebbetzin. She was a very wise woman, as you'll see. But the Kufas Machlata Notze Boifin Pitoy Mitzayich the Chuf Lenatacha. She had a certain machala that she was lifted from in the end, and she needed an urgent surgery. When her mother the Chifas, he kept some odd Shamanatech ye Professor Musuyam. Even though it was urgent surgery, but she wasn't having the surgery unless Professor X would do the surgery. He was the biggest mumcha. You don't just walk in and say, oh, you're doing the operation tomorrow. This is the Toiv Sheberaifi. Anyway, the Askorim got together and they worked, and eventually he agreed he'll do the surgery. As before the surgery, she asked that she wants to talk to the professor for a few minutes. Now, that doesn't happen in the real world.
Amen.
In the real world, you don't get to talk to the doctor before the operation. He's a busy man.
Well, it depends. He wants to talk to the consultant before he does the operation.
Not... If you go for a consultation, people, but the morning of the operation, when they're busy wheeling into the surgery...
Not that before, okay.
Okay. She wanted to speak to whatever, anyway, it was a whole story ever, and eventually, Adonia Rofe, Atayo Deya Sherabot Ishtadalti Kalei Sigas Azrakha. You know that I went to a lot of trouble and bother to get your help. Rotse Anilava Keshmim Chadavama. I just have one favor, I want to ask you one thing. Im Chasve Chalila, Amot al Shulchan and Etruchim. If God forbid I die while I'm on the operating table, Al Na Tagishra, don't feel bad. Dalacha Kika Kol, who Meshem is Bulak. Well, from Hashem, it's got nothing to do with you. Don't feel bad. I don't want you to, you know, not have lunch today because I died on the operating theater, on the operating table. You go off and have a good time. Laughs. It's got nothing to do with you. But ta'incha Hashem b'chach klal. Shelo yitziku l'cha rigishut ha'shama v'yisuru mitzofon. Ki kach hu rotzun Hashem. I don't want you feeling bad because that's the rotzun Hashem that I'm going to die now. So don't feel bad. Don't take it personally. Haroi fer shei gaiva tan gadol. This big bal gaiva. Was ma'od ma'od, he didn't know what to do with himself. He was ma'od taken aback, humbled, let's say, by what she did. Ani marich ma'od es rigishotcha ve'es machshavosecha al zulat. I'm very impressed with your feelings. You're going into a very dangerous operation, and now all you're thinking about is another person's feelings. Unbelievable. Marot chaleicha matzchav kasher. My mama, she was blown away. She says, one second, I'm finished. Ulam, Haramei Tamshich Evamrulo, Professor Nechbad, Adain Lo Siyamti Es Dvorah. I'm not finished talking to you. Retzveini Lo Yisif Od Devar Katan. Just one small little thing. Da'alecha, ki gam ima nituch yatzliach bo'ifun atov b'yoyse. Even if this operation is so successful, the best outcome we could expect, gam ze lo ata, that's also not you. Hako mi Hashem. Ze... Shema, we say, Yehudi Seiche Yodeh La'afik Mikol Ishtad Veskovet Shemayim. If I have to have an operation, I'm not going in there because I need an operation, because I need this doctor. I'm going in there because I have an opportunity to give Musa to the best professor in the world. Knock a bit of garbage out of him. I have an opportunity to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. Why are you in the dentist's waiting room? Because you've got toothache? Why have you got toothache? Because you're supposed to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim in the dentist's waiting room. Or when you're in the dentist, or wherever else you are, when you're in the post office standing in line and they're screaming at the woman and whatever, are you being Mekadesh Shem Shemayim or not? Someone jumps into your tour at the McCulloch, do you let them go or do you have a fight? When the guy, Do you have road rage when somebody, you know, cuts you off? Whatever. Every aspect of our lives. You're making me shtadlis. Are you being makala shem shemaim or not? That's the only question.
We have to have karata tov. Doctor, he spent some time for you. You say what you are doing.
You know, why do you give me a chodesh of shara b'tlachim, please? No, not mine. No, no.
It's true, but we don't say this sound, this kind of thing.
What do you mean?
You cannot say what you are doing, it's nothing. He's doing something, even it's not.
You have to have a kodesh of tov? What have to go? So doctor, say thank you. Why do you have a kodesh of tov? Say thank you.
Yes.
I don't know if I can find it. I hope I can find it.
Wait, when the guy cuts in line at the bank, right? I'm not supposed to explain to him that there's this thing called a line.
You have to be Makar Hashem Shemayim. You have to be Makar Hashem Shemayim. If explaining to him about a line and giving him a lesson in Midas Tovus or whatever, you're going to be Makar Hashem Shemayim. You have a chiv to do it. If it's not going to be Makar Hashem Shemayim, there's going to be an argument and a fight and a scream and a shout and whatever, and it's going to be not a chil Hashem, but certainly not a kiddush Hashem, then you have no chiv to make ishtadlus. Then you sit quietly and be a good boy while everyone else is screaming and shouting. And I put myself in a spot, you see. Where is this?
She was actually good because she actually got him on her side, on her side first. Before she actually, you know, gave him a bit of a Wilson Josh, she actually, you know, she pacified him. If she'd said it the other way around, it would have been different.
You're a bit clever to do these things.
Okay, this is Ishtadlis. One second. Where does it talk about a chorus of tail? Just one second. Talking there about half a more minute if I can find it. I'll just tell you what he says. No, it's one of the hardest. It's one of the hardest kashas in the Chovos HaLevavos. It's not so easy to get out of. I just want to see it. Yeah, it's in Perek Dalet. I just don't know if I can find it. So they asked her. He doesn't bring it down here, but I saw it brought down somewhere else. They said her son came to after and said, if it's got nothing to do with the doctor, then what do we have to kill ourselves to get the best doctor? She says, I'm going to give Musa, it's going to be to the best doctor. Apparently that's what she said.
Whoa.
She said, if I'm already giving Musa to somebody, it's to a doctor, then it's going to be the biggest ball guy. It says, Toiv Sheba Reish Milagehena, you know that? It says Toiv Shibarash for Rachel Gehenim. It doesn't say doctor's gonna get him. It says the best doctor's gonna get him. Why? Because the best doctors are first of all the biggest Balgaiva, because there's no one above them. And second of all, they don't consult with anybody. Because they know everything. That's the problem. If you're a good doctor, you should go Balgaiva Beseda, but you ask questions, you consult, you have meetings, you ask other people. It humbles you. The Toiv Shibarayfim have no humble and not in them at all, because he's Toiv Shibarayfim. He doesn't have anyone to ask. It's not Dafka, it says Toiv Shibarayfim. Alright, it's not... The Chovos HaLevavos, the entire Sefer Chovos HaLevavos is built on one Yesod. Hakaras HaToiv. It ends and middles and starts with Hakaras HaToiv. That's the entire thrust of this Sefer is Hakaras HaToiv. There's a chelek in this chet, I just can't find it there. In Ishtadlus and Betochen, where that if you get what you're looking for from another person, toys godel azal loshen or whatever, to have a chorus of toiv to this person because he didn't do anything, and all the balei, everyone screams. So the general approach is you have to know and recognize that this guy did nothing.
Yeah,
And then lo magilo koras atoif. And then you have to have a koras atoif. It's not so posh. It's a very big kash in the Chodesh of Ovis. He says, the guy didn't do anything, so why do you have a koras atoif to him? We lost a klum. And the entire sefer is on the chiv of having a koras atoif. And he says, if you don't have a koras atoif to people, eventually you'll stop having a koras atoif to Hashem. The Gemara says he brings it many times. You have to be ma'ayin in the bria to be able to have a koras atoif, and you have to look what people do for you, he's going to have a koras atoif. And then there's this bombshell line, if somebody did something for you, I have a koras atoif, lo asa klum. This doctor didn't do anything. That's not the way we mean, that's not the way, obviously we don't understand what he's saying, because that's not the way we nohig. Rabbi Lashev, when they brought Professor Kleya to do his heart surgery, his vascular surgery, he asked, I can't remember what the guy's name was, an Askin from America that arranged the whole thing or whatever, one of the medical, sort of the referrer of America who brought this doctor out and arranged the whole story or whatever, he asked him how you say thank you in English. Because he wanted to say thank you to the doctor in his own language. So you see from the Nahaga, Rav Lashev didn't do anything if it wasn't, if the Chovitz says it's also to say thank you, he wouldn't have said thank you. Rav Lashev, the Ponovitcherov, when they were wheeling him to hospital for the last time, he was on an oxygen mark, he was whatever, they'd already gone in, he said, please take me back to the ambulance. They were like, ma, took him back, he said to the driver, thank you, and then they took him inside. What? I'm not saying thank you has anything to do with a koras atoif. Thank you can be the biggest anti a koras atoif, sometimes the biggest help. All I'm saying is, you see, you have to have a koras atoif. Nachinami. And at the same time, you have to know, ze lo hu, ze Hashem. It's a big... But not because she needed the best doctor for her surgery. No, that's not what she said.
You have to look for the best shiach to do the surgery,
In refuah, we've been speaking about this a lot. In refuah, we see the special dealing that you have to find the best doctors or whatever. But that's not why she did it. She said the foolish. No? Her son asked her. So her son asked her after the surgery. Emma, what did we have to kill ourselves to get this big professor? We could have got the second professor. We'd have to get this guy. You know what it costs to get this guy and the effort or whatever? And then that, will you tell him it's got nothing to do with you? It's got nothing to do with you. Let's just get any doctor. She said, if I'm giving Musa to a doctor, it's the best doctor. I had an opportunity to make kind of shame Shemayim. I want to knock the best doctor's wind out of his sails. That's what she said. But you're right. There is an Indian, and you see that's how we know it. Why did I have to fly a doctor from Elisha from America? There's no vascular surgeons in Israel. No, you go for Toiv. We don't always do that in Ishtadis for Panosa, though. Refuah has a certain, you're right, because there's a Shmat, and it's put more than the Shulchan Aruch that you have to look for the best doctor. Nachinami. Refuah is different.
Why? Panosa is a Pazi too.
Which one?
The sweaty or brow.
That's a klala, the Mesillas Yesharim says.
You have to be makabo. It's not a mitzvah.
No, it's not a klala is not a mitzvah. The klala is a curse. It's like paying a tax, the Mesillas Yesharim says. And therefore you pay as little as possible.
You want to be masakeh.
The Mesillas Yesharim says you do as little as possible. As little, what that little is, everybody knows what that little is. What's the little? How do you know how little to do?
However you want, so you won't regret.
Oh, you have to find the minimum shtadlis that if it doesn't work, you won't be toilah rishaynas. That's the minimum that you have to find. It doesn't say that by refuah. Because refuah is not coming because of b'zayis ha'pecha toich alechit. Refuah is coming from rapi rapi, and that's a old sugi, that's reshuz, chiyuv. That's a machloikas, the Ramban and the Rambam, which Rav Dessler says is not a machloikas. We learned it here once, the sticker of Dessler on this moy dick a piece. The Rambam holds it's also to go to a doctor. The Rambam holds you have a chiv to go to a doctor. And it's not because he was a doctor in India, Parnassus, that's not what that was about. And Rav Dessler says there's no machlekes. The Rambam's talking about when there's a Novi, and the Rambam's talking about when there's no Novi. When there's a Novi, it's also to go to a doctor. You go to the Novi, he tells you what avera you do, you do tshuva, you get well. You don't need a doctor. It's interesting, the Rambam says that the only reason there were doctors when they were Nevi'im was to teach you nutrition. The doctor's job was to make sure you were eating properly, that's all. Refuah came through in the Nevi'im. They would tell you which Aveira that you did, and that's what caused this machala, and you did tshuva. The Rambam says you don't have Nevi'im today, you have to go to a doctor.
You don't have doctors today either, because they don't tell you how to eat properly.
A doctor told me today, I don't know how to be a doctor anymore. I don't know how to heal people, we don't know what we're doing. Most of my job is just filling in forms and doing bureaucratic stuff or whatever. There's very little doctor work. Most patients that come into my rooms know more about what's wrong with them than I'll ever know. Because he spent 8 hours on the internet researching his problem. I've got 8 hours to research every patient. He says, most patients come into me today, tell me what's wrong with them, tell me what they need, what forms they need. I'm just printing out forms. A very good doctor told me this a month ago. I'm not a doctor anymore. Most of the problems that come in, we don't even know how to cure, he said. We don't even know how to deal with most of the problems coming across our door today. No, so the vort is this. You know you're not allowed to embarrass the chalas on your Shabbos table. You know you're not allowed to, Moshe Rabbeinu is not allowed to hit the river because of a koras atoif. Who's that for? The chalas' feelings or your sensitivity? For you, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't hit the river. Why? Because the river's going to go, 1 second, Moshe Rabbeinu, excuse me. And I saved your life a couple, you saved mine. It's about you having a sensitivity. So that's what the Chofetz Chaim was saying. Alibad Emes, you have nothing to thank this guy for. Lo saklum, he's like the river. He's like the chalas on your Shabbos table. They don't get embarrassed. With such a knee, you have to have a koras atoif. Because you have to feel a koras atoif. If you don't feel a koras atoif, you nishkin mensch. That's I think, the vote in the Chofetz Chaim. That's what he's saying. You can't have a koras atoif to this guy because he did nothing. The doctor did nothing. So I'm having a koras atoif to him. For the same reason that you're not hitting the nal. The nal also did nothing. So why am I not hitting it? Because you need to be sensitive. We need to train ourselves to be people that have a koras atoif. He's just the chayfetz for that mitzvah, but he's not the ikka. Therefore, Aliba de Emes, he did nothing. It's that steer we mentioned earlier as well. If a doctor treats a patient or he doesn't treat him, the guy's going to live or die. Look or show to the doctor. But if the doctor doesn't treat him and the guy dies, he's a murderer. Why? Because you have to do everything you have to do. It's the same here. The doktor had to do what he had to do. You have to have a koras atoif to him. But he says clearly, it's awesome to have a koras atoif to this person. Awesome to have a koras atoif.
Awesome.
Awesome to have a koras atoif to that. Say, I want to find it inside. I can't find it.
After she went and told him that,
how did Moshe Rabbeinu not hit the river when he knew that it had nothing to do with the river? Because Hashem is telling him a lesson. You have to have a koras atoif.
My sensitivity for a koras atoif, and you not telling the guy, it wasn't you who gave me this present, thank you.
After he did the operation, he made his, thank you for his ishtadlus. You made an effort, you whatever, Peter, you did the work, whatever. You went to university for 20 years, you learned, you studied, whatever. Oh. You had sleepless nights, da-da-da-da-da. Thank you very much. Your wife makes you a cup of coffee. So she didn't make you a cup of coffee. She didn't give you the coffee. She didn't give you the coffee. That's Zusha.
But you still say thank you to your wife.
Whether you should say thank you or not, that's not my discussion. Thank you has very little to do with a koras atoif. Question is, should you have a koras atoif or not? I'm not about thank you. Thank you maybe have something to do with koras atoif. Very often has a little, nothing to do with a koras atoif. Very often, thank you is an excuse for not having a koras atoif. You know, when you teach your three-year-old to say thank you, the child has a koras atoif now. Children can't have a koras atoif. They don't have a koras atoif. They say thank you. Now that might be an important step in training a person to have a koras atoif. Very often thank you is an excuse for not having a koras atoif. When someone does us a favor, we feel indebted. How do you get rid of that icky feeling of debt? One of the ways is you say thank you, I paid you back. I said thank you, what do you want from me? There's nothing to do with a koras atoif. So that's what I'm saying, thank you. What the nukkun I'm making is, do you have a koras atoif to make a cup of coffee or not? I think you should have a koras atoif to her. What does that koras atoif look like? Each person, you have to work out for yourself. Someone might say thank you for something, whatever. That's not my discussion now. The problem is the Chofetz Chaim is telling you it's also to have a koras atoif because he didn't do anything. So I'm saying a simple pshat in the Chofetz Chaim must be in the story of Moshe Rabbeinu and the embarrassed chalas on your table. The chalas don't get embarrassed if you make kiddush with them open. Have you seen your chalas blushing? Chalas don't get embarrassed. You're supposed to be sensitive to not causing embarrassment, which comes back to the very basic fundamental your sort of Yiddishkeit, if you think about it. We're obligation-orientated people. I don't have a right that you shouldn't embarrass me. I have a chiv not to embarrass. Means I have to sensitize myself to not embarrass him. There's nothing to do with you being embarrassed or not being embarrassed. I'm not allowed to do an act that could cause embarrassment. Not, hey, you're not allowed to embarrass me. That's how you train yourself. You're sensitive to the feelings of the challah. Challah doesn't have feelings, so what are you doing? You're recognizing this is not about the challah, this is about me training myself to have the right sensitivities. This is about me training myself to be an ish who feels a koros ha'toiv. Not the object of the koros ha'toiv that's important. It's my becoming more and more sensitive that's important. It's me becoming more of an adult that's important. It's nothing to do with the subject of my koros ha'toiv. At one level, obviously, there's a certain point where you have to relate. It's the same thing. Resent or so, as we said many times, you have to train yourself in small areas. If somebody insults you or whatever, so the first thing is start training yourself not to, to recognize it's not him that insulted you. And this is a shame. The level that they talk about of it makes no difference to you whether someone insults you or praises you is not something that's within our reach right now. It's incredibly high level. There were people that it made no difference to them if you insulted them or you praised them. Because their feelings weren't tolu on anybody outside of them. Their feelings were tolu on their choice to what they were going to feel. It's called a baal. It's called a baal nefesh, someone who's in charge of himself. Rabbi Sal Salanter wasn't influenced by what other people had to say about him. He felt what he had to feel because at the right time you choose which feelings you're going to feel. It had nothing to do with what other people were... The situation required a certain response. That's how you respond. It's not what he upset me, he angered me, he praised me. Someone praises you, you feel good, no? Someone insults you, you feel terrible. Why? Why? If you think about it logically, it doesn't make any sense. My feelings are totally on him. How does he get to determine how I'm feeling? It doesn't make sense. And if you see, that's the reality, that's the world. Try and work towards getting away from that. The beginning of that avoider is recognizing that Kol Mishamayim. It's all from Hashem. It's all from Hashem. You have to do the minimum so that if it doesn't work, you won't have Charotah. You won't be Toila Rishonis. Find that Nakuda. But you see that it's not a partial thing. Because it says if someone insults you and you keep quiet, the daga gavur gavur mor, it opens up shari shamayim. It's a good time to daven. So it, obviously it's not a lightweight thing. If it was a little thing, then it wouldn't be such a... But to feel no... when someone praises you, to feel nothing? We run around looking for praise. No, the people that are mamash, they're so totally in touch with it. Rav Simcha Wasserman, Rav Moshe Chodesh told us Maisi, he was traveling with Rav Wasserman in America, they were fundraising. So the one day they had some downtime, whatever. So they spent 6 hours learning a Zohar Reb Chaim together. That night they went to Zohar Shul, Rav Simcha was giving a sicha in the shul, whatever. In the middle of the sicha, the Rav of the shul shried out something about the Reb Chaim. And Rav Simcha was like, made out like he'd never seen the Reb Chaim before. And he was machshiv the Rav for his question or whatever, and he was whatever. And he left the shul having like made a bit of a fool himself that he'd never seen the Reb Chaim. That he just spent 6 hours learning from Moshe Chodosh. So Reb Chodosh said to him, I don't understand. We just spent the whole afternoon learning the Reb Chaim. The guy was talking nonsense. That's not pshat in Reb Chaim. He said, I'm leaving the shul, I'm never coming back. This Rav has to live with the Balabatim. If I put him in his place, how's he going to carry on running a shul when the Balabatim saw him? So I made him look choshuv. So I look stupid, Pesada, I'm not coming back here again. But he looks choshuv, he's now got the respect of his Balabatim. From there they went to a meeting to see some other Rav or whatever. And the guy started talking to Reb Simcha and learning, and Reb Simcha flattened him. Everything he said, Reb Simcha had 5 reasons why he was wrong, and his mama slogged the guy up. And you knew Reb Simcha? I mean, Reb Simcha was the mensch's mensch. Reb Chodesh said he was like shocked. Reb Simcha mamash burnt this guy. Afterwards he came out and said, I don't understand what was going on here. He said, this guy has opinions about things that he's not qualified about opinions. And he says things that he shouldn't say, and I need to put him in his place. In each situation, it's not about me. It's not about my feelings. It's what's the job at hand. How can I be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim? Yeah, there being Mekadesh Shem Shemayim means I look like a fool. Make the Rav look harshu. Over here, putting the guy in his place and make him realize that he's not a Talmud Chochem when he thinks he is, that's the Kiddush Shem Shemayim. Ah, so you have to make yourself look clever? I don't make myself look clever, stupid. I know who I am. I know who I am. I don't have to pretend to be anybody else. I have to do the job at hand. There were people that live like this. People that live like this. Unpredictable, it's called, because everything's flowing out of a bechira. Each situation needs a new moment. That's why the Gedolim are so frighteningly, irritatingly unpredictable. Because they're not just acting out a shita. They're making a new decision based on the facts sitting on their table. Two people can go in and ask the same question within 5 minutes, you then get different answers. Because it's not the same question. It looks like the same question. Yeah, but Yankel's Yankel and Shmerel's Shmerel. It's not the same question. If Yaakov Kamenetsky wouldn't let his tshuvas be printed. There's dozens and dozens of tshuvas of Ruchai Yov, but we don't have them. He said, one psak I gave to a person, not shaykh to anybody else. Mazi Oze, you'll have my psak that I gave to him. Mazi Oze for somebody else. It's not the same question. That's what we're trying to get to, objectivity. Yalla.